If you're just now tuning in, that was wonderful. That was really wonderful. Listeners, you're going to get a lot more of that. We're going to play several more selections from that CD.
And we're going to be telling them where they can go to a live performance and hear not only that song, but some
but
other songs as well.
Several more. This is, you know, this kind of show is right up Jim's alley. When he hears something like this, he's usually, you got to have this, you got to get this. So he probably should have done Jukebox Indie because he is a big musical fiend, if you will. Our guest today on Faith in Action is Andy Motika. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
He's the director of music for the Archdiocese, and he's also involved with Vox Sacra.
Yes.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
You know, before we even get started there, I have so many questions, and I know this is such a wonderful time of year to enjoy that kind of music. But tell us a little bit about you, Andy. What side of town you live on, what parish you belong to, married, kids, what?
Sure. I live on the south side of town with my wife, Julie, and we have three children, Mary, Lucy, and Thomas, who are 10, 9, and 4, or almost 4.
Oh, my.
And we attend the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul downtown, where I'm the director of music as well.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. So what is Vox Sacra? What is that?
Sure. Vox Sacra is what we call the Schola Cantorum for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. It means sacred voice in Latin, and it is a group of singers that specializes in very high-level music in the Catholic Church. So instead of only doing Sunday masses, which most of our choirs in the diocese do, and they do such a great job of doing the hard work week in and week out of music, Vox Sacra does music for special occasions and specializes in difficult music that most choirs in the diocese couldn't handle.
How long has it been around?
It is 2 years old. We started late October of 2015. And immediately started working on Christmas music and recording a CD and singing for events.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Oh, my goodness. You know, I was looking down through the roster of people involved. You have a wonderful website, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean, it's like the who's who of talent in the music business, for pity's sake. Most everybody is a some type of music teacher or has had some professional music training, mm-hmm. either through Butler or some other wonderful school. But tell us, how many do you have in your group and how do they get into your group?
Sure. Right now, the group is comprised of 13 singers from mostly the Indianapolis area, but some people drive in from a little further, and they are auditioned. So they got in touch with us when we put the word out 2 years ago that we were looking to start a group like this. I got a groundswell of support. I was a little surprised by how many people were interested in this sort of group. And so we held auditions, and we settled on 13 for a number. We couldn't originally choose a number, so we settled on 13 because I couldn't get rid of enough people in my mind. I wanted to keep too many. So originally the goal was 12, and then I said, no, I really need to keep the 13th. And I'm open to expanding to 16 eventually, but we would like to keep this as a fairly small group. Mm-hmm. But we'll actually be looking to audition sometime in the new year for basses, especially.
Oh, basses. Yep. Interesting. Now, do you do anything a cappella?
Almost everything we do is a cappella.
Oh,
yes.
I love that. Yes. Now, tell us a little bit about that first song that we heard, the Veni Veni.
Yes. You may have recognized the tune. Veni Veni Emmanuel is the Latin version of the famous Advent carol, O Come Emmanuel. And that was an arrangement by a composer named Zoltán Kodály, who was an early 20th century musicologist. And he, a lot of people who teach music might recognize his name because he has an entire method of music to his name. But it's only in three parts, which is kind of surprising considering how rich the texture sounds by the end.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. I have so many more questions for you. But listeners, as promised, we are going to, there will be another song here. And I wonder if you would introduce that. It's Omanium?
Yes. It's a piece called Omanium Mysterium by a composer. Composer named Morten Lauridsen. He is a composer from California, and this is a relatively new piece. It was composed, I believe, in the 1990s.
That is new.
Yes, yeah. So it's a beautiful arrangement of an ancient Christmas text for the Mass. I believe it was for one of the Liturgy of the Hours.
You know, listeners, I would consider this a little Christmas gift from Faith in Action to you. We'll fade into that, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Thank you.
You know, I'm speechless. That doesn't happen very often here on Faith in Action. But listeners, that was In the Bleak. In the Bleak. Okay, tell us the story. And then listeners, yes, 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 we do have a CD. There is a CD available. But tell us the story of In the Bleak.
Sure. In the Bleak Midwinter is a carol that many people would probably recognize. It's a favorite of people's around Christmas time. It's kind of a lullaby to the shepherds in the fields and coming around the Christ child in the manger. That's a particularly lovely arrangement. Again, a fairly modern arrangement, but it's great for our group because the opening of that piece is entirely men. So even though it sounds like some of those upper voices are women, entirely men with just the soprano soloist at the end. And we're blessed to have some wonderful sopranos in the group that can do that work for us.
Goodness, I'm just in awe. I mean, this is, usually during our radiothon, we offer some sort of premium. This reminds me of something that we gave away years ago. I mean, we had a local priest actually who did a Christmas CD, but these are songs I've never heard before. I mean, they are just magnificent. Okay, so what kind of events do you do? I mean, you're relatively new. We heard that in the first half, just a little over 2 years old. We're chatting with Andy Motija. He is the director of music for the Archdiocese and kind of a founding member, if you will, of Vox Sacra, the Schola Cantorum of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. So what do you do? Are you all over town? Are you all over the tri-state area? Do you get invited to funerals, weddings? What kind of things?
Well, we do a variety of things, and we're kind of still exploring exactly what our niche is. But right now, we focus on major archdiocesan liturgies. So we will sing along with the larger archdiocesan choir for major liturgies, but we also do some specialized things where it's not practical to pull together the entire archdiocesan choir. So for example, back in June, we hosted the entire USCCB here in town, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops.
Oh, sure, right.
And Vox Sacra sang for the opening mass for that. Vox Sacra also sang for the Vespers the evening before Archbishop Thompson's installation, and they kind of serve as the core of the Archdiocesan choir, too, some ringers in the larger choir. So when we put together a choir of 70 voices for the installation of the new Archbishop, we had a core of ringers to really help us out.
It's interesting you said ringers, because listening to that, I mean, incredible. You don't miss anything. I mean, it's so full. It's hard to believe there are only 13 that you have there. Now, you mentioned about this being an auditioned group. Is this volunteer? Are you remunerated in some way? Is this you do it for the love of music, or what's the deal?
Most of the people are involved in the group because they're interested in heaven. So so they... as far as monetary compensation, no, none of us are paid for this other than my normal salary as the director of the diocese. But it's not a paid group, but it's something we do for love of music and love of God.
Sure. Okay, we did mention there was a CD involved here, and I'm looking right at it. It's With Heart and Soul and Voice, Vox Sacra. Beautiful. What an incredible Christmas gift this might be. But how does one get this CD? Am I the only lucky one with it in my hot little hands? Jim is trying to take it. No, Jim. No, please.
Okay. There are lots of ways of getting this CD and the music on it. It is on almost all of the major streaming sites, so iTunes and on Amazon and on most of those sites that sell music. It's kind of spread all throughout. When we produced the CD, we made sure it landed on all of those sites. Or if you want a physical copy, if you attend any of our concerts, we always have a bunch of them there.
All right, listeners, if someone was interested in possibly auditioning, and then we have another song coming up, but if someone was interested and said, yeah, right up my alley.
Yes, it would be something just as easy as contacting me personally. You can just email me at the Archdiocese. That's AMOTYKA at archindy.org, and we'll set up a time to talk and see if it's a good fit.
Lovely. Okay, so this last song, the closing. Oh, wait, there's an event. Wait, before we close, the whole reason we're here. You have an event coming up at the end of the week.
We do, yes.
End of next week, actually.
Yes. On December 16th, that's a Saturday, we will be having a concert titled Gaudeamus, which is part of the text of one of the pieces we are singing. It is at 7 p.m. on Saturday, December 16th at Sacred Heart Parish in Indianapolis on the South Side.
You know, I'm looking at that and think that Gaudete Sunday. It's kind of like very close, Gaudeamus, Gaudete Sunday. There you go.
It is. Okay,
and
it's free.
And it's free. And I imagine there might be CDs available at that time.
There definitely will be CDs.
Wonderful. Okay, tell us a little bit about this very last song, Urbem Caro.
Yes. Verbum caro factum est is a text from the first Gospel of John. The first Gospel of John. The only Gospel of John. I was thinking the first letter of John. The Gospel of John, it's the opening text. And the word became flesh. Verbum caro factum est. And so it's a great text for us here at Christmas time. It's rich in theology. And this is a setting by Hans Leo Hassler. It's in six parts, which is the kind of thing that we can do with a group this size. Everyone is fairly independent on their voices, and it comes out with a nice texture.
So listeners, enjoy this music from us here at Faith in Action to you. God bless you, and thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.